This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Anthony Heron is never scared of talking to us. This is Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Anthony Heron, as you heard, the former Iowa Hawkeye, NFL defensive lineman, analyst for us at 670 The Score, analyst for Fox 32, and he's on Big Ten Network. Anthony joins us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. And we have more breaking news on this Black Monday.
Dang.
Yeah. Oh, nice gasp, Ant. And now we turn to Anthony Heron for reaction. I don't know if it's as dramatic as your reaction. The Cardinals, according to Adam Schefter, have fired head coach Jonathan Gannon. Arizona closed the season with 9 straight losses. They were 15-36 under Gannon, including losing 14 of his final 15 games this season.
Is that bad?
Okay.
Is that bad, Ant? Is that bad?
I retract my gasp. I think we're good. Sans gasp for that news.
From a gasp to a sigh.
I got some breaking news for you, Ant. The Bears defense isn't very good. What's good?
Gasp. Also retracted. I think that's news we've been struggling with for a bit here. Is the Bears defense has been struggling on the field, and it's been so situational when we think about the moments that they've been able to rise up, and it is legitimately a defense that plays hard. They're just, if it's not the takeaway itself, I mentioned this to you guys a few weeks ago where, you know, I got Olin Krutz and his big football brain. He was talking earlier in the season about, like, what is the Bears offense without the takeaways from the defense? And I said, yeah, that's a good point. And then my brain immediately went to, well, what is this defense without the takeaways either? Because there hasn't been that consistent stretch of dominance against the run. And that's really what structurally, both in alignment and in heft on the edge, is what Dennis Allen hopes his defense can accomplish. But then you lose some of that heft that you have on the edge, and they're not in a position to put the opponent into predictable downs and distances consistently. So at least if you can hit blocks well enough on first and second down, then you can earn the right to rush the quarterback on third down, and you can get your, you know, kind of NASCAR type personnel on the field. That's where Austin Booker is best suited right now to be your guy who takes the field, yes, as a backup rotational piece on some of the early downs, but on third downs is where, at this point in his career, at this point in his development, he's best suited for, but he's been thrust into this role of being an every down defensive end. And a lot of other guys, like Chris Williams, who's, you know, trying to play the edge in a way where they added the heft of Shamar Turner, moving him out to the defensive end position. But it is different when you're accustomed to playing defensive tackle and things happen. Like when Detroit's going with some crack toss during the game and Williams just isn't recognizing it well enough. They're motioning from outside in, and he's the guy who's supposed to really be setting a firm edge, supposed to dent the edge of the offense, and he doesn't recognize the block that's coming at him from outside in, and so it gives the corner to Detroit. So there's a lot of that that's happening within the defensive front, and it makes the lives of the linebackers harder because everything is so lateral when you don't have a D line that's really winning the point of attack.
Yeah, and two weeks in a row where, starting with San Francisco last week, dominating on third down or making many big plays on third down in San Fran, one of the best, you know, teams in the league in that regard. But, you know, looking at Detroit, 6 of 13 on third down. What I want to ask you specifically, because it just looked like Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown were just playing catch out there. St. Brown, 11 catches for 139 yards. Don't get it twisted. He's great. Like, Amon-Ra St. Brown is one of the best receivers in football. So I understand that. But what was happening in that game yesterday with the Bears secondary? What did you see?
It surprised me that we so frequently saw Amon-Ra St. Brown, who operates primarily out of the slot, just matched up time and time again in man coverage with CeeDee Deuce. And we know that CeeDee Gardner-Johnson, we know that he's a guy who's struggled this season being sticky with receivers on the longer developing routes, especially. In short area, I think he's fine because he's physical and he's got a good sense for spacing and landmarks is my impression. But once there's a little bit of time for a QB to pat a football, once the route continues to develop longer, that's where a lack of catch-up speed, make-up speed, really shows up if he's not kind of guessing where the route is going to take him. And there was just too much opportunity for Amon-Ra St. Brown to just route him up in free space. And I was surprised that there wasn't more adjustment in game. It put me in the mind frame, and I have no idea if this was the thought, but I go back to like the San Francisco game last week that was very pocket-based on offense for the Bears. And the Bears' offense last night throughout the entire first half, the passing attack was very pocket-based. And it makes me wonder a little bit, I had a similar thought on defense, are they just trying to work on something here? Is it, let's let Caleb develop from the pocket, just getting him reps here because we kind of know that we've got the playoff thing locked up. So let's get better. Let's get more time on task in this area. And I wonder if last night was that. Like, we're not necessarily impacted in a real negative way if this game doesn't go well. So let's just, we'll keep Kevin Byard as your deep safety and just try to keep a lid on this thing. But aside from that, we're going to go man coverage and just try to get some reps in man and just see if we can improve in this regard. And, you know, wasn't just CeeDee Gardner-Johnson. I mean, Jalen Johnson understandably does not look like the Jalen Johnson he's been throughout his entire career before the surgery. And he's just not moving with the same suddenness. And I wonder if going in, they said, let's just get some of these guys some reps in man, even if it's not going that well. I mean, they were forcing double-digit play drives. They weren't giving up chunk touchdowns, so they were forcing Detroit to go the long field. But I was surprised with the volume of man coverage we saw, and that's where my brain went to, maybe that's the explanation for it, just wanting to get some work in that.
Our segment with Anthony Heron here on Raheemy Harrison Grody is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. And Ant, I'm so glad you mentioned the purposeful pocket presence that we saw Caleb Williams have. I think it goes back to the first game against the Packers. I was noticing that even then, but it seemed like there was a deliberate push from Ben Johnson in the offense to have a more pocket-heavy game and concept for Caleb Williams in that game, the second game against the Packers, like you said, the 49ers game, and even what we saw yesterday. And I even noticed that there were formations that they were running previously, like the bully formation that we talked a lot about that's gotten attention in the last 2 months, or even some of the I formation runs that they've used. None of that was happening. He did talk about a simplified game plan, but there does seem to be some sort of work in progress element to the offense.
Well, if we've learned nothing else about Ben Johnson, we do know that he's a planner and he's a preparer. He's not a perfectionist. He's a preparationist. So everything he does seems to have a purpose behind it. Doesn't mean it always works. And it doesn't mean every decision he makes ends up, you know, being the right one. But there's a plan and a purpose behind it. And I think we've discovered that. We've witnessed that so consistently this season. And as a quarterback develops, to be able to operate from within the pocket gives you more options, more opportunity to attack the full field. And so there's no doubt Caleb has developed in that regard throughout the season. And so I think it can go hand in hand where Ben Johnson, as Caleb has begun to execute better, seeing the full field, getting the ball out of his hands with accuracy and touch from within the pocket, then it makes sense to call more of that because you can access more playmakers, you can threaten the defense in a wider variety of ways. But what got the offense rolling in the second half of the game was when they got the pocket moving. That was where things really seemed to pick up some extra juice. And it's frankly surprised me, folks, throughout the entire season here that we haven't seen more tempo from the Bears. They sprinkled a little bit of it in yesterday. And, you know, if you end up behind the chains or if you end up with a penalty or anything like that, if you don't pick up a first down, especially when your defense is struggling, tempo doesn't do a lot for you. Tempo just puts the tired defense back on the field more quickly for another double-digit play drive. But for the Bears' offense, I feel like there's been moments this season where I thought maybe this is a chance to attack with some up-tempo earlier in the season. The offense is so vast, and all the players are so new in it that they didn't really get to it then. I have been surprised here as the comfort from all the playmakers and the offensive line and the young quarterback, as that's obviously enhanced, I thought we'd see some more tempo mixed in from the Bears at certain points, but that's probably just that counterbalance that Ben Johnson is working through with. If we go tempo on offense before we really need to, then how does that impact our defense? How does that impact our ability to play the game at a tempo that really suits this version of the Bears? But I do wonder if that's in the back of Ben Johnson's mind, just to say that when we go 2 minute, when we go hurry up, when we're in these late game situations, we flourish in them. So maybe we sprinkle some of that in the first half of the games a little more frequently.
Anthony, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Anthony Heron joins us each and every week here on Raheemy Harrison Grody. You can catch him anywhere. The man is omnipresent. 670 The Score, Fox 32, Big Ten Network. He's everywhere, and I'm glad he's here with us today. And it's a simple question because I'm looking at it like a guy who understands that this defense cannot stop anybody. Should they have gone for it on 4th and 5 from their own 31? Because I think they should have, because even if you don't get it, you give up points, who cares? At least your offense is back on the field with a chance to even things up, send it to overtime at worst.
I think that's the aspect of it, is that you bring the preceding drive to a head more quickly either way. It's kind of like going back to my days in the Arena Football League, where there's times where, and you can't just try an onside kick whenever you want to in the NFL anymore, as you guys know, but to be able to get the end of game scenario rolling, just kind of similar to where, you know, it seemed like apparently Andrew Billings just went ahead and jumped off sides just to get back to first down, to bring the drive to a head more quickly and kind of get back to where you're in possession of the football. And that was a part of what would happen in arena football, where you just try an onside kick, even if you don't recover it. But you know that next series is going to be over, whether you stop them or if they score points. But you're getting the rock back to sort of get the possession battle back in your favor, at least have a chance to do that with more time remaining here. And I did think that that fourth down was one that it looked like he strongly considered it. I get it either way, and it's one of the things I respect about Ben Johnson is that he's not just some full-on kind of numbers nerd who goes full metrics. He tries to factor in the game flow with that, and that's one could have gone either way with it. I was a little surprised he didn't go for it, but it's not one that I kind of have a big issue with him not going for, but you know, it would have been an aggressive call from that field position. That's where my sensibilities as a dinosaur still sit with, it's a little bit aggressive, but the defense wasn't coming up with stops. So I think it would have made sense.
The reason I asked that question is to set this one up. If that same situation comes up this week, is it not going to be the call to go for it? I mean, you saw him mouthing it as they went to break, like, should have gone for it.
Isn't it? But also, it's kind of a heat check thing. Like, you can't measure a heat check as directly in football as you can in basketball.
I think that's definitely accurate, and the overall game situation matters as well. You know, not only the down and distance and the score of the game, but how is your defense playing? And that's where for yesterday's decision, where your defense just isn't getting off the field, even when you bring the blitz to apply pressure, Jared Goff is seeing it and getting it out of his hands before the pressure really gets to him and getting it out with accuracy. Really, really impressive game from a really impressive quarterback in Jared Goff. But it's kind of like there's faint praise for Goff for as exceptional as he's been throughout much of his career, especially his time in Detroit. That was a chilly game yesterday. Yeah, he had the double gloves on, but didn't seem to bother his accuracy or his timing or the heat, the velocity he could put on the football when he needed to, and even under blitz pressure. And occasionally the pass rush even got home. You know, there was a few times where the Bears were winning some rushes to get to Goff up front. And as the pocket collapsed around him, he was still able to get the football out to Amon-Ra St. Brown and others and hit runner's balls to him as well. So, you know, I think that for Ben Johnson, how your defense is playing matters as much as anything in those moments, because if you're going to make an aggressive fourth down decision like that when you haven't even gotten near midfield, then usually it's going to be because you don't have faith that you're going to get the stop. And that's cool. Just read that within the construct of that particular game. So I won't assume that the next time he definitely goes for it, unless, you know, the factors of how the defense is playing are very similar as well.
This segment with Anthony Herron on Raheem Harrison Grody is sponsored by Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. It appears to me, Big Ant, that the Bears have themselves an absolute gem in Colston Loveland. Another 10 catches for 91 yards yesterday. I had a touchdown. I know he had a bad drop as well yesterday. I won't leave that out. But and then this from Larry Mayer as well. Colston Loveland is the first rookie to lead the Bears in receiving yards, which he did, in a season since Willie Gault in 1983.
Speedy Willie.
Speedy Willie, man.
World class.
Oh, hell yeah. He's the one that kind of got this Super Bowl shuffle rolling. He was the guy. And the first rookie tight end, this is about to get heavy, guys. The first rookie tight end to do it since Hall of Famer Mike Ditka in 1961. These are not small things that Colston Loveland is accomplishing. How excited are you about his development and what this guy is going to be? Because it appears he could be a monster.
That combination, Colston Loveland, Caleb Williams, where they took the game over in the second half in a similar way to what Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown just became this unstoppable pair for much of the game, especially in the first half, but certainly moments in the second half too. And, you know, not every game is necessarily going to dictate that Colston Loveland gets that volume of targets, but at his position as a tight end, and I love the fact that Cole Kmet, you know, he got his yesterday as well. You know, like, Loveland was the one with more targets and bigger plays, but he's the better pass receiver between the two of them, and I think that's fine because Cole Kmet still had his role within things also, and I thought Tom Brady did a really nice job on the two-point conversion of kind of displaying and describing where Cole Kmet was just a part of the blocking package initially. And then you saw him and Kamanunga and everybody's on the ground. And Kemet's like, oh, well, there's Caleb. I know how he rolls. Let me just get out in the route tree and see what happens here. And it worked out for the Bears because of that improvisational act that they tend to perform well. But for Loveland, we knew he'd be a matchup problem as a route runner coming into this thing. And just to learn the offense, especially after having an offseason where he couldn't be there getting the full speed reps with everyone else, he's progressed steadily throughout the year. And I'm excited to see where things go with him as his body continues to mature physically. I mean, he's already a more than willing and capable blocker from a tight end perspective anyway. But then how much more as his frame kind of fills out where he's still a rookie right now, just a few years of college football and missed a bunch of time there. But he could become a really, really big issue as he just fills out that much more. And he'll still have that same fluidity and burst, the suddenness and separation. And those hands with that long wingspan that's there in his ability to reach out and snatch the rock. There's a confidence that Caleb has in trying to fit the football into him because of his build and because of the consistency that he grabs the ball with.
I think we found a new nickname, the big issue for Colston Loveland. That's not bad.
I don't hate that.
Actually, that's one of the better ones I've heard recently.
Really good.
Also, yeah. I saw him walking out of Au Cheval on Saturday. So somebody give that man more hamburgers.
Oh. Burger it up. He should probably should go with the fried bologna sandwich. That's
it's so good. Low key, small
things there. Yeah. Just somebody get Colston Loveland the gift card to Au Cheval because that was incredible. And I took French for many years, and I just can't call it Au Cheval, and I can't call it LaCroix. I can't do it.
I'm not that intense
Viva about it, but I
Pepe Le Pew.
I can't. People will be like,
Pepe Le Pew.
It's Au Cheval, and I'm like, no, it is not.
Je m'appelle
Chicago eyes. Pepe Le Pew. It's Cheval.
Yeah,
excusez-moi, s'il vous plaît.
I'll go with you to an extent, but just not all the way. Not all the way.
Ferme la bouche.
Point being, though, yes, shut your you said shut the mouth.
That's what she said.
Like vote or votre is the. Anyway, the point being, get the big issue more hamburgers.
The big issue.
Okay?
That's so good.
And I think you're on to that one. More Anthony Heron coming up next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody as we continue to break down the Bears game against the Lions. And we have a playoff game to discuss. So we'll do it all next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.